Over the past several months, WUWM reporters have talked to dozens of people about the issue of youth violence. We interviewed teenagers, doctors, police officers, teachers, advocates, church leaders, and many, many more. During the interviews, we asked our sources to answer this question: what can be done to reduce youth violence in Milwaukee? Here are some of their responses.
My name is Jada Mack. If adults or people in general would just listen to what your teenagers or the teenagers around your house have to say, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be as angry as they are. Like, a lot of teens wouldn't be as angry as they are. It would reduce pregnancy, HIV, AIDS, because you never know what's going on in a teenager or a young person's mind. It'll help the whole community.
My name is Jerry Bonavia. I'm the executive director of Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort. And I think the one thing the community needs to do right now is focus on cutting off the easy accessibility of guns into our city, onto our streets. I think one of the best ways of doing that is closing the loophole that allows for private sales without background checks and without checking IDs. So we would like to see a law passed in this state that would require a criminal background check and proof of identification before every gun sale.
My name is Floyd, by the way, but another thing about violence, why people do it is because they don't know that there's an alternate route. They don't know, a lot of people don't even know that education is the way out of poverty. And the thing that Urban Underground does is that they inform us, and then we try to inform other people. And that's how we try to make our community a better place to live in. We try to tell them about a better route to take in life instead of just always following the easy route, always just reacting off your actions or your emotions so much instead of just thinking smart.
I'm Dr. Chris Morano. I'm the director of the Mobile Urgent Treatment Team for Wraparound Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Kids, I was told by a youth recently, live what they see. And I couldn't have put it more succinctly than this young man did to me. And if we don't allow kids some kind of a picture, some kind of a view, some kind of hope in their heart as to how it could turn out better, then we haven't done them any service.
My name is Shonda Harris. I'm 14, and I'm a freshman at Eastbrook Academy High School. Think about your actions. A lot of violence and fights that happen are over really silly and things that could be easily solved. I don't believe that there's never any situation that you can't work out through talking.
My name is Carmen Petrie. I'm the executive director of the Task Force on Family Violence. And there are many things that go through my mind, but I think returning to the idea that we are all human beings first, and that that possibility is in all of us, and we should not give up on finding that in each other. Our young people desperately need us to create a path of hope for them, wherever it is that they want to go. And I think our kids are aching for relationships with us. They need us to role model in our daily lives ways of being that reflect to them that anything is possible for them.
My name is Pastor Willie Davis. I am a youth pastor at Greater New Birth Church. Our young people, they just want everything now. They want it fast, whether it be money, clothes, things like that. This is what they see what they hear in the music that they listen to, what they see on television, and what they see actually right outside their front door. And we have to come up with a way, a strategy to counter that, to get our young people more involved in their education, more involved within themselves, and developing their mind.
Hi, my name is Christopher Wilkins, and I think the most important thing that'll stop violence, it really had to start in the household. Because, I mean, parents, like, they leave their kids at home by themselves. And that's too much freedom as it is to start off young. And that really, like, it really helps, I mean, like, a lot when it comes down to kids having guidance. Because, I mean, without guidance, you really don't have anything. I mean, if you got a kid who can just walk out the house at 10:30 at night, then something bound to happen, you know.
Dr. Ernestine Willis, pediatrician at the Medical College of Wisconsin. To answer your question, what we can do to begin to address violence throughout this community, you're going to have to recognize violence is a symptom of other things that's not going well. whether it's poverty. We have significant number of children who are living in poverty in this community, significant challenges on accessibility of good health and quality education. That all feeds into that hopelessness, spirit of hopelessness that families and children feel. You're going to have to look at this as how the community will begin to address some of their pathology or not optimally providing adequate services for children. And all of that feeds into creating a culture of violence.
My name is Glenn Yamahiro. I'm a children's court judge in Milwaukee County. And I think the most important thing that we can do for our kids is to be involved with them and to care about them and to not view them as someone else's problem or someone else's kids. That when you see things going on in the community that aren't quite right, that you take action. And at the same time, when you see things that are going well, that you encourage our kids. That, you know, we certainly have a lot of room for some more mentors and some other quality people in our community to work with kids, because we need more adults to be actively involved to give our kids guidance so that they can do better.
Oh, my name is Mirage Pant. That needs something that needs to be changed is that the younger crowd needs to stop acting like they're adults, like the crowd that's in their teens. They need to stop acting like they're in an adult's place and stay in the teen's place. Stay acting like a teen instead of trying to want to be older than what they really are. That is really... And if they become less violent, then I really think the crime rate would change in the city.
My name is Rob Wallner. I work for Running Rebels Community Organization, and I think the one thing that stands out for me that we could do in Milwaukee to help curb violence is to get more youth jobs. They need to be employed. They need to have money in their pockets. And when you do that, it takes a lot of other negative things in the community that they would be exposed to out of the mix because their time's taken up doing something else. And when it's all said and done, they have money in their pocket to do the things that they want to do rather than having to get that money some alternative way.
My name is Officer Louis Kopeski. I'm from District 5 Community Prosecution Unit. I think the one thing that I would hope for is if there was a way that you could put more hope in these young kids' eyes, believe that some way that they are somebody and that they can make something of themselves, even if they live in the area that they live in. And I think a lot of it does start at home. And if the family at home wants help to do that, that we give them the help and try to help lead these kids on the right path.
Shauna Baumhart, 14, freshman at Eastbrook Academy. I think really building up the community so that everybody knows each other and everybody's friends. And when someone is hurt or when something happens, the community can come together and help that person, really just help each other out.
My name is Andrea Mack. We need to show more love towards one another and let everybody know that we're all in each other's corner when you're doing positive things. You know, if you're doing negative things, you still want to be nice to them, but people don't want to be bothered with you if you're doing negative things, shooting and, you know, fighting and fussing. We all just need to try to, I ain't going to say try to get along because that's the old slogan all the time said. We just need to learn how to communicate.
I'm Steve Brandel, associate professor in the Criminal Justice Department. I would say one of the most important things or strategies that could potentially have the most impact on violence, particularly juvenile violence in the city, would be police enforcement of laws relating to the carrying of firearms. This would be street-level enforcement, making a lot of stops of folks who are walking on the sidewalks in their cars with the goal of trying to confiscate weapons that are being carried illegally, because that is the precursor to most homicides. because of easy access to firearms.
I'm AJ, 15, Eastbrook Academy freshman. And I think schooling is the key. I think you have to make good choices, know your peers, know your surroundings, make sure it's not a bad surrounding, because you will be affected by your surrounding and your peers. So you have to overall make good choices and know what you want to do when you grow up.
Erin Knuckle, and I am the community garden coordinator at Milwaukee Urban Gardens. More jobs. More green jobs. And I would say just more constructive, positive activities, more volunteer opportunities that are geared towards young people, that are engaging and fun, where they're actually learning something and building skills. And so more opportunities, I would say.
My full name is Wilbert St. Julian, Jr. I'm community service coordinator here at the Benedict Center through the CJRC, Criminal Justice Resource Center. I don't know if it's the main thing, but I think as far as the youth violence is awareness of what our youth are doing, who they're with, where they're going, you know, who they're talking to on the internet. Just basic awareness. That's once we know where our children are and what they're doing, or kind of surroundings they're involved with. That way, it's like a catch China 22. You know where they are, and they know that you're caring about them. In the aspect of watching them, and it's a 24/7 job.
My name's Philip McHenry, and I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I can't really say like it's always a program to try to stop youth violence, because I'm like, a person can go to a program today, get out tomorrow, and kill somebody. So I really don't have a theory really on it. I just pray it's not one of mine. You know what I'm saying? But people got their own mind. A person gonna do what they want to do, but it's not something that I recommend for a person to go here. Then I know the way they grew up, they'll go back tomorrow and try to kill a person. So I don't even try to get into stuff like that.
I'm Jim Sullivan, state senator from the 5th District, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, and Western Suburbs. When I was a teenager, I was lifeguarding at a series of county parks and pools that no longer even exist. The kids that used to be hanging out with their neighbors and having fun at the pool, we closed that down. And I mean, a lot of this relates to the county. As they cut out all of those resources, where do you suppose those kids go?
I say one thing. I know it's getting teens in trouble is when adults or authority figures tell them what they can't do, so they do it anyway. So if they just loosen the grip a little bit and let them do certain stuff, they won't do the violent stuff like going, like killing every day.
I mean, half of this violence that's going on in Milwaukee today by the youth is parents, I ain't saying all parents, but some parents, like, they don't be there for their children like that. And that's like they be out there doing this and that. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, like, cause me, I grew up with mother and father when I was little, and my mother and father, they disciplined me. I stay in the house, I stay in school. I didn't really like start messing up in school and stuff and skipping school till like after my parents broke up. Oh, I think half of the stuff that used to be going out are doing because a broken household, unstable household.
I'm Susan Conwell, director of Kids Matter. We advocate and provide support to children in foster and kinship care. I think to reduce youth violence in this community, we need to build youth resilience. We need to connect youth to people and resources that show them other ways to be, that violence doesn't need to be a part of the background noise in this community. And we need to also really support those people in the community, in kids' families, that are already doing that. I think one thing that you really need to recognize in this community is that many of the kids, most of the kids who see violence, who experience violence, do not go out and do it themselves. And we have to support the kids who are making the right choices.